In the speech, Ryan outlined how a string of overturned convictions in capital cases led him to doubt the reliability of the capital punishment system in Illinois. The governor then focused on three cases: Gary Gauger, sentenced to death for the murder of his parents in McHenry County; Stephen Linscott, sentenced to 40 years in prison for the murder of Karen Ann Phillips of Oak Park; and in the most well-known case, Rolando Cruz, convicted twice and sentenced to death for the murder of 10-year-old Janine Nicarico in DuPage County. The men have all been freed, their convictions overturned due to new evidence or prosecutorial misconduct. And Ryan said the time for formally clearing their records had come.
Because as governor, with the constitutional powers that are vested in me, I am right now pardoning Rolando Cruz, Gary Gauger, and Stephen Linscott for their crimes.
Among those applauding the governor was Lawrence Marshall, legal director of the Center on Wrongful Convictions at Northwestern University. Marshall represented both Cruz and Gauger in their appeals. And while he was hoping for their pardons, he had not expected them on this particular day. Marshall says the pardons mean an end to what he calls the official whispering campaign.
An end to people carrying on to say, you know what, yeah, he got off, but Cruz really did it with Brian Dugan. Yeah, that's the ticket. Or in Gauger's case, oh yeah, he must have hired the outlaws to do it. And these kinds of absolutely offensive, ludicrous accusations. The governor, the only person empowered to do this, has now declared unequivocally that these men had nothing to do with the crime and these men are entitled to have their good names cleared.
While the pardons made headlines, more attention has been paid over the past few weeks to what Ryan will do about the more than 140 death row inmates who have asked him to commute their death sentences to life in prison. Ryan, who says he thinks the death penalty will be abolished sometime in the future, says he's very mindful in the present of the families of murder victims who say execution will provide them with a sorely needed sense of closure.
And they believe that, and I'm not critical of it. I just think that it's kind of a wrong situation. Now, there are 12 states, or 13, 12 in the United States that don't have the death penalty. And we've talked to people there, family members, and they said the finality is that we know what's going to happen. We don't have to worry about what's going to happen. We know they're going to be commuted to life in prison forever, and we don't have to worry about the death penalty.
Lawrence Marshall, who has heard Ryan speak on the death penalty issue several times, said that comment was something new. He said for the first time, the governor seemed to be talking about not letting the feelings of the family members of murder victims be the last word in his deliberations over clemency.
That death penalty may or may not be good public policy, and that's for the Illinois legislature. But if the system has been broken, we can't say that we're going to weigh an individual's right to life and right only to be executed upon a fair and just conviction and sentence. We're not going to weigh that against a right of the family to have an execution.
In DuPage County, State's Attorney Joe Burkett responded to the Rolando Cruz pardon with a statement that Cruz had at best perjured himself repeatedly before a grand jury and, quote, intentionally obstructed the investigation of the abduction, rape, and murder of a 10-year-old child. In Champaign, Ryan brushed off a reporter's suggestion that he timed the pardons to deflect attention away from new allegations of his knowledge of wrongdoing in the Secretary of State's office. Ryan said the pardons had been planned for several weeks and that such suggestions were the work of cynics. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.